All right, I'm joined by Greg Minnick and Ryan Okapal. Greg, I mean, you know, we saw Paul Skeen's work yesterday. I don't know if you saw
today. Just keep it going, stay smooth, and do it for the boys. I knew they'd come through.
17 strikeouts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was working well tonight.
You know, that's the longest you've thrown all season.
Longest I've probably thrown ever, to be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, your teammates needed you, and you knew they'd come through.
Yep.
What was working for you tonight? You just seemed to have really good command.
Yeah, thank you. The fastball and slider were my two best. I threw a couple changeups, a couple curveballs, but the four-seam and two-seam and slider were definitely my best tonight.
Good. You know, what's going through your mind as you keep you didn't have to worry about no hitter because the first guy in the game, that's the only hit you gave up was the first pitch.
Yeah.
So the rest of the way you were just dialed in.
Yeah. Just doing it for the team.
You know, you get to that point in the game too where now we start looking at pitch count.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, wondering, okay, how many more pitches can I go?
Yeah.
What do I have to do? And, you know, I know going into that last inning, you got through those first cup, that first batter pretty efficiently, so they were able to give you one more batter.
Yeah, I told Dan between innings, I was like, if it gets to the eighth, I'll get the first kid in three, I'll get the second kid, and then Ryan will come in and shut the door.
Well, and Ryan did that.
Yep.
So, you know, just a tremendous effort. Greg, you are the Gooden Associates player of the game tonight.
Thank you.
Just tremendous, tremendous effort as Indiana advances. And, you know, anybody you want to thank, now's your chance.
Thank my family. Thank God. Thank all the teammates, coaches, everyone that's there supporting. My cousin Ethan, who came tonight to support.
Great. So, you know, the key is now you got to sleep fast, your team, because you got to be right back here tomorrow against the tough Bell Vernon team.
Yeah, they're tough, but we'll be ready. Bats will be hot tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Greg, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming up. Let's get Ryan in here real quick.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, we got you. So, Ryan, you come in. You know, talk about a pressure-packed situation. It's nothing. You know, you got to come in and shut them down. There's no margin for error at that point. So, you know, you started warming up in about the fifth or sixth inning, just getting loose, getting through your routine. You know, walk us through what your mindset was when Coach called on you.
I mean, I was ready for it. I did all that last year, too. I was used to coming into these playoff games, tight situations, you know. Pressure makes diamonds, that's what they say, so you just got to live by that.
So, you know, you were dominant as well. I mean, you know, you just had a smaller sample size.
Yeah.
You come in, you get the strikeout to end the eighth. You get one strikeout in the ninth, fly ball and a pop-up. Yeah, that play by Chase Force on that line drive, tremendous job.
Yeah, he was there. I mean, I trust these fielders with everything, so I'm ready to give up some soft contact every once in a while.
Pitch count rules. You able to go tomorrow?
Dan.
We don't know. I'll ask Coach. Don't worry about it.
You don't know.
So, you know, just great effort tonight. Way to be ready to go. Way to shut things down and, you know, survive in advance. That's the story of this time of the year, right?
Yep. Great one. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hoping to do the same thing.
All right, man. Good job tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Ryan Okapal. Let's get Coach Dan Petroff in here. We'll break this down. Wow.
What's up, Pat?
Hi, Dan. You know, you and I talk a lot. You know, obviously, you know, that left-hander, you know, as the game's going on, I'm thinking, man, this kid reminds me a little bit of the Connellsville kid that was able to keep us under control. But we just couldn't get that timely hit going.
No, I'll tip my hat to that Ambridge kid. He's a bulldog out there. He pitches with emotion, but he backs it up. He was hitting the spots. You know, we had a hard time squaring anything up on him tonight. And I tip my hat to, you know, Ambridge. They're a good team. They're scrappy. I knew we wouldn't need many to win, but I didn't think it'd be 1 in 9 innings.
So let's walk us through. You know, you had some chances there in the eighth, and you went small ball and just two sacrifice bunts that just didn't work too hard or something. I don't know, but they were able to get the lead runner, unfortunately.
Yeah, on turf, and, you know, the lefty was spinning it. It's, you know, I'm not making any excuses for anybody because we got to get the bunt down, but, you know, they were just too much back to the pitcher, and, you know, they made a play at second, and, you know, we were just trying to play for one run.
You know,
that's all we needed.
Yeah, and so, you know, your kids never quit. They fought all the way through. Your pitching just, I mean, That's what we've talked about all year, how dominant your pitching's been, and tonight was no different. So now, you know, you got Bell Vernon tomorrow, and, you know, it's a quick turnaround. You're right back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. What is your mindset going into that game?
I mean, first off, Greg, I mean, it was lights out. I don't know if he could humanly pitch a better baseball game. I don't think he walked a guy, didn't hit a guy.
Right.
They got one, the first batter of the game on, and that was it. You can't get any better than that. Ryan did his thing. But we've talked all year about the strength of our staff, and it'll be tested tomorrow, which we'll be ready. You know, we go one game at a time. I know tonight they were excited because I think how it finished. But, you know, as soon as this game ended, we snapped a finger, and we're in tomorrow mood.
Yeah. So you come back here, you know, you've been here before. You've done this. I mean, this is Indiana's, I think, third year now where you've won in this quarterfinal round to get to the semis. So, you know, is there anything you're going to do different tomorrow as far as routine? The nice thing is they're both 7 o'clock games, so, and you're here, so you know the routine. The kids know the routine.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing as we did today. We stopped and hit, you know, we left at 3 o'clock and stopped and hit in Greensburg at a high school field. Then made our way down here. I feel like it relaxes us a little more. You know, we try to keep the dugout loose, have some fun. Don't get too – this game, you know, middle of the game, they were really tight, you know, in the dugout, out on the field. I think they were afraid to make a mistake and just play loose. You know, it's just a game.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes the pressure of being that number one seed, that can get to you as that game rolled on a little bit. You start having some self-doubt and some questions.
Yeah, I hate the number one seed. If any committee members are listening, if we ever get a chance for a seed, don't ever give us a one. You know, you get everybody's best effort, you know.
Sure.
And which is fine, but, you know, Ambridge gave us their best, you know, tonight. And, again, I tip my hat to them. But our guys preserved and, you know, played solid defense. And you only need one to win when you only give up zero.
Yeah, that's it. And so, good. It's real good to be on the winning end of that 1-0 score for sure.
Yeah, that would have been a long bus ride home.
Yeah, and, you know, your kids are resilient. They played hard tonight. Just, you know, you got – the runs when you needed to at the end there. Big hit by Sully Van Hoos to come through. And, you know, getting that lead off. Carter getting on and then able to get to third. That was just tremendous.
Yeah, heads up play by Carter on, you know, on the bunt attempt that didn't get down. He just took off for second when they threw it to first.
Right.
You know, didn't get into third. You know, and Mark squared up the ball. They caught it. And, you know, Sully came through big time. He hit that ball hard. And I was just hoping, you know, because we had Mark stealing on that, and I was just glad it was up enough.
Right.
Know, they would have doubled us off there if he would have caught that.
Yeah. So, all right, Coach. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Pat. We all want to thank you and Rendon Broadcasting for sure. You guys do a great job.
Well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Pat. See you tomorrow.
Coach Dan Petroff. We'll be back to wrap things up after this.